Hi, welcome to Learning Spanish for Beginners, the place to learn Mexico's conversational Spanish. Today we will practice five important verbs in Spanish. Let's begin with a few examples of the verb ser, which means to be, and it is used to talk about permanent or essential characteristics of something. Let's look at the examples. Feel free to repeat after each sentence. I am a man.
Yo soy un hombre.
I am a woman.
Yo soy una mujer.
I am Mexican.
Yo soy mexicano.
I am American.
Yo soy americano.
I am intelligent.
Yo soy inteligente.
You are interesting.
Tú eres interesante.
You are pretty.
Tú eres bonita.
He is tall.
Él es alto.
He is thin.
Él es delgado.
She is independent.
Ella es independiente.
Now, let's look at the verb estar. It also means to be, but it is used to talk about temporary or non-essential characteristics of something. Let's look at a few examples. Feel free to repeat after each sentence. I am tired.
Yo estoy cansado.
I am happy.
Yo estoy contento.
I am angry.
Yo estoy enojado.
I am at school.
Yo estoy en la escuela.
I am in France.
Yo estoy en Francia.
I am thinking.
Yo estoy pensando.
You are at the office.
Tú estás en la oficina.
You are at work.
Tú estás en el trabajo.
He is with his friend.
Él está con su amigo.
She is at church.
Ella está en la iglesia.
Next, we will take a look at tener, a verb that means to have, in the sense of owning or possessing something. Now, let's look at a few examples. Feel free to repeat after each sentence. I have a pencil.
Yo tengo un lápiz.
I have a notebook.
Yo tengo un cuaderno.
I have good friends.
Yo tengo buenos amigos.
I have a dog.
Yo tengo un perro.
I have money.
Yo tengo dinero.
You have a bicycle.
Tú tienes una bicicleta.
You have a shirt.
Tú tienes una camisa.
He has problems.
Él tiene problemas.
She has solutions.
Ella tiene soluciones.
She has jewels.
Ella tiene joyas.
The next verb is haber, which also means to have. It is often used as an auxiliary, also to say there is or there are, and sometimes to express the need to do something. Let's look at a few examples. I have met the president.
Yo he conocido al presidente.
I have traveled a lot.
Yo he viajado mucho.
I have decided to go to the movies.
Yo he decidido ir al cine.
I have talked to her.
Yo he hablado con ella.
I have seen the movie.
Yo he visto la película.
You have found the keys.
Tú has encontrado las llaves.
He has eaten a lot.
Él ha comido mucho.
She has slept 3 hours.
Ella ha dormido 3 horas.
There is a need to clean the car.
Hay que limpiar el carro.
There are 2 bicycles in the backyard.
Hay 2 bicicletas en el patio. The last verb of today is querer, a verb that means to want. Let's review a few examples. Feel free to repeat after each sentence. I want water. Yo quiero agua. I want food. Yo quiero comida. I want to go to dinner. Yo quiero ir a cenar. I want to walk in the park. Yo quiero caminar en el parque. I want to be there. Yo quiero estar ahí. You want more money. Tú quieres más dinero. You want to travel more. Tú quieres viajar más. He wants to meet you. Él quiere conocerte. He wants beer. Él quiere cerveza. She wants a cat. Ella quiere un gato. That's all for today. To learn more Spanish and to access a downloadable text version of this audio, you can visit the podcast section at learningspanishforbeginners.com. See you next time. Hasta la próxima.